T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I feel like we almost have this quarterly basis where we get to see Brian in here in the studio on a Friday night.
We love it when Brian shows up. He does not skimp on the beer.
Oh, well, he doesn't skimp on the beer, and he does not skimp on the snarky remarks either.
He is a salty dog.
That is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, brought to you by Senior Grub. He's now with two spots there. New spot at Oceanside, and of course, the OG spot, Carlsbad Village. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright.
Hey.
And Senior Salt, Brian.
What up?
Well, let's start off the program with a beer right now. I love it. It's got a kitty cat on the label. It's called My Cat from Hellas. Please tell me the cat on the can is your cat.
I think it's more so my wife's cat at this point.
No, you disowned it?
To hate each other.
He came into the house before my wife moved in. She found him, and I took him in before she even moved in, and he's just...
What were your exact words?
I wrote it down. He's a little... named Salem.
Got it. What does the cat do to torture you that made this beer come alive?
My wife wanted me to make this beer. She watches the show My Cat from Hell to try to learn how to deal with this. and she wanted me to do a Hellas and call it My Cat from Hellas. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Also, think part of it was that we had to choose very carefully what lager to produce because of our neighbors who make a lot of lagers, right?
Yeah. So they had never done a Hellas, and they said they weren't going to do a Hellas. So it was immediately like, okay,
perfect. We're going to make that.
They're located. Yeah. The backstory on that is they're located right next door to Epig, who is somewhat known for brewing lagers.
You know what? I have it on good authority. In a couple of months, you're not going to have to worry about them being next-door neighbors because it's going to be up in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, they said they couldn't stand their next-door neighbors there in North Park.
Got to get out of there.
Had to get out. The loud music, the screaming.
I really hate it when we murdered goats in there.
Yeah, the days of sacrifice.
I don't even know how to take that, Brian, other than we need a sacrificial song to go along with our first beer. And I don't know, Ken, you were mentioning this. We'll play that. And it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. They don't let you talk to the people in the tasting room, do they, Brian?
Absolutely not.
That's probably the best idea. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friend Brian and Dante from Pariah Brewing. You can tell Dante, he's definitely the sales guy because he's got that well-waxed mustache. He's got that perfect smile. The hair is coiffed.
And you haven't had to cut his mic yet, unlike Brian and myself.
We've already had one beer, My Cat from Hellas, a delicious Hellas-style beer that we can find in a can. You brought all the beers tonight, are beers that you were canning, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Ooh, thank you, Ken. Because, I mean... Are you distributing out of your tasting room?
Pretty much any of your finer craft-centric retailers at this point mm-hmm. pretty much have us. Dante's been working his butt off to get us around town.
We've ramped up our canning production in the last like 4 or 5 months or so, doing at least 2 canning runs every single month. You can definitely find us in all Barron's, but yeah, we're working on getting into even like bigger stores. We're actually in talks with BevMo right now, so.
All right, so the next beer we're drinking, we're immediately jumping into Hazy's, aren't we?
Yep.
And that's where we're going to stay for the rest of the
night? We will plateau there.
Oh, man, that is citrusy.
This is a hazy that I think you guys are probably most well-known for because when the haze craze started, you guys made this beer, and it became kind of a tasting room favorite, didn't it?
Yeah, it quickly became our second best-selling beer and inching towards number one. Losers said that we needed to make lower alcohol beer, so...
What?
What?
Yeah, dude.
So this is only 6%, so...
It's kind of like our answer to like a quintessential like San Diego style. Hazy.
So it's called refill material.
San Diego style hazy, which almost sounds like an oxymoron because it's
what do you define it as?
To me, what San Diego style means, it refers to the lifestyle that people live down here. The whole idea behind this beer is that you can have more than one. You're honestly supposed to crush it, and that's what the flavor profile does for you.
So it's sessionable.
This is that.
Yeah. Maximum crushability.
Yep.
And you know what? There's a residing bitterness on this one, too.
Well, that's just Brian's personality.
Every beer, the bitterness comes right through. You know, with your typical New England style beers, it's just a juicy finish, and there's almost no trace of lingering bitterness.
Yeah.
But this has a real sort of citrus rind bitterness that
it's
lingers.
It's got that,
and
that almost grapefruit pithiness, but yeah, on the back end, just as it washes back.
Yeah, we're all getting pith tonight.
At some point, I'm just going to spit beer all over your equipment.
We're going to take a break so that I can get a bib for Dante when we come back. I got a couple of songs to go with this refill material hazy IPA from Pariah Brewing. It's Halt 94.9. It's amazing how many different side roads we take while we play the music during the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Halt 94.9. Tonight, we're drinking with our friends Pariah Brewing. We got Brian and Dante. Dante, you're making Brian look like the heel that he really is. I'm glad you've replaced him as the face of the brewing.
He's the softer side of Pariah.
I think it's important that we're both here because we provide two very different energies, obviously.
Yeah.
We just wrapped up refill material, an amazing hazy IPA you can find in a can from Pariah, and started off the program with My Cat from Hellas. The story alone should get you to try the beer. The taste will have you coming back for the beer, and you just poured out something that is absolutely gorgeous looking. We're staying in the whole hazy, pale IPA, and I caught you guys in the elevator as you were coming up, and you said that you're blowing people's minds with this beer. So what's the story? What's the beer?
Yeah, this beer is cool because we took the same malt bill we use in our hazy IPAs, same yeast, same water, all that stuff, but we loaded the crap out of it with Chinook and Simcoe. So
you took a classic like West Coast IPA approach for a hazy IPA.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we've had a couple people be like, but it's piney. Like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, exactly. That's what beer used to taste
this
like.
This is what IPAs tasted like in San Diego 20 years ago.
I really like this. Like, hazies, they all have a very similar profile to them. They all have that really juicy mouthfeel. They've got that tropical New Zealand hop profile to them. This is it's a punch in the face with real IPA hops, but yet it still has that soft mouthfeel, and it still finishes so smooth.
Yeah, I think this is a really solid negotiation between like a West Coast while still appealing to all the people who want that really approachable IPA with no bitterness to it whatsoever.
You know, it's like a creamy, juicy Christmas tree.
Now, why did you call it Pine by Yakima? Are these all Yakima Valley hops?
Yeah, all Yakima Valley hops, and actually we're spoofing Old Spice.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
almost like a scoop of ice cream. I don't know how to describe it. It's got that weird smooth mouthfeel.
So yeah, that's the thickness from the oats that really like trips people out.
Yeah. Is it thick or is it thick?
Triple C.
Thank you. Brian nailed it. Thick with the triple C. And I got something to go along with that. We'll play right now. Just the Rock
that was
and
a very hip reference.
94.9. He is hip, dude.
I almost didn't get it.
You know when Brian prefaces this next beer with, we are in full-on juice territory.
Man, yeah, and they're not apologizing. This is just...
I'm excited because this is a beer that I remember talking about upon its release, and I never got a chance to try it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Drinking with Brian and Dante from Pariah Brewing. We just wrapped up the Pine by Yakima. Also, refill material we had in My Cat from Hellas. The beer we're drinking now has got one of the coolest can artworks I think I've ever seen, and one of the best names in a hazy IPA. It's LeBron Hayes. When the guy who brews the beer says we're going juicy, you know we are going juicy. And I think Ken caught you in an offhand comment that says if you worked for someone else, you would never be able to brew this beer because of the hops and the amount that it has in it.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. He said, and I quote, "It's made with a ton of Galaxy. This is stupid. If I worked for someone else, I could never get away with this." That's the quote, Jeremy.
That's Ken Wright from the newsroom with a direct quote.
And that's
from
all
Brian
the
Mitchell
news for this evening. Good night.
Dare I ask how this beer came about? What you decided to do?
This was actually going to be part of our... We have a series of beers we do called This Is New, where it's just an excuse to play around with different hops or different combinations of malt or whatever, new yeast. And this was fermenting right when LeBron got drafted to the Lakers or got traded to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're changing that name. This is now LeBron Hayes, based on the vine.
You don't like the Lakers.
I love the Lakers.
Another reason Shots why fired. Brian is considered an hole in most circles.
Hey!
And I'm Irish, so I'm definitely a traitor.
That's there. When you first started this beer, but it was such a success when you got it out. This is like the third or fourth time you brewed it, isn't it?
Yeah, this one immediately like took off.
It caught fire immediately.
This is the first time we went like full on, no holds barred. We don't even care if it tastes like beer. You want 7,000 pounds per barrel, you got it.
Dare I ask what the recipe was on the amount that you put in this beer?
I don't feel comfortable disclosing that information.
Oh, man.
But it's a lot.
Well, it paid out, man, because this is probably... one of the most rewarding, best drinking hazy IPAs that I've ever had.
The crazy thing about it is that it's almost a double IPA. You don't taste that. You taste less bitterness in this beer than the previous two beers that we've just had.
Stop. What's the ABV on this?
7.5. It's
Ken, I need to pour some out of my glass. I've been drinking too much.
I'll help you out, son.
I can't believe it's that high, and there's no booziness to this whatsoever. It is just
none.
So clean, so smooth.
It's so good.
It's like, where are you hiding the booze, Brian?
You'll find out later.
Yeah. with a threat like that, I think this is a perfect time to take a break. When we come back, the last beer from Pariah Brewing, my favorite IPA in San Diego, we will drink next. Man, it's amazing how time flies when you're drinking really, 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 really good beer.
I don't think there's enough reallys in there. This is...
Really, really? Really, there. Really.
That helps.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two locations, their original spot in Carlsbad, now the new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and the guys from Pariah Brewing. The new guy, Dante, the slick sales guy who is making sure that the beer is all over San Diego, and
he's
the guy who
nice
really
boy.
Makes the beer happen. Brian from Pariah Brewing, thank you for all you do. And we end with, what beer is this?
This is our Smilex IPA, which is basically similar to LeBron, just way too much Nelson hops.
Way too much.
Just full-heartedly stupid quantities of Nelson. This beer is 5 days old, and the hops themselves are only 2 months old.
Oh, they're little babies.
Yeah, this is a full-on, no-holds-barred flavor.
I have dreams about this beer. When I drink certain full hazy IPAs, I want them to be as good as this is. Mm-hmm. Smilex IPA from Pariah Brewing is a unicorn beer, and the fact that every time it comes out, it's so hard for me to get my hands on cans that I buy as much as I can, just because that flavor, you get that Nelson.
If somebody wants to know what do Nelson hops taste like, I'd put it on this one, because the bitterness is tempered. Other IPAs that have Nelson in them, there's a bitterness. There's a high IBU level. On this one, it's so tempered, drawn back, dampened, that you get the more subtle notes on the Nelson. Mm-hmm. So you actually get that Sauvignon Blanc kind of taste.
Are you ready for me to put the ultimate comparison to this? And I may be burned at the stake for this.
No, go.
I'm perfectly fine with one of the beers that I first fell in love with when I realized hops were good, because I didn't always like hops,
yeah,
was Alpine's Nelson IPA. This is like the stony cousin of Alpine's Nelson IPA. And Alpine's Nelson IPA is a little bit of a stoner as it is, but this is the full-on biodiesel driving VW bug loving, I went to Burning Man seven times, hippie style hazy IPA.
I think you forgot Flamin' Cheese Cheetos loving.
Takis.
Sorry, there you go.
Dude, Takis are delicious.
Fun fact, when I was interviewing, you guys told me to take home a beer, a four-pack after my interview. I took home this beer.
And as Brian sits here and he analyzes this beer just to make sure that it's as good as we say
how
it
can
is.
Can I make this better?
We're only going to make it better with one thing. We're going to end on this song. We're going to play Huey Lewis as we go out and drink our beer. Brian?
Cheers, boys.
It's an amazing beer. It slayed, as it always does. Thank you so much for bringing the beer. Cheers to your Friday night. We will see you again next week, 7 o'clock. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
See ya.
Well, it seems like today you get treated to a bonus edition of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. As we hang with our friends from Pariah Brewing, Brian brought one more beer than necessary for the show. And I figured we might as well just drink it and add it to the podcast, since you're here listening anyways. You get something no one else is going to get. And there really is no setup for this, because the can tells it all. It's this is a collaboration, Brian, you did with Mikkel from Mikkeller Brewing, right?
Yes.
Yes. Honestly, how is working with him in brewing beer?
Actually, pretty damn easy.
Wow. When it comes to the brewing process, I mean, because I've heard it's very artsy when it comes to kind
yeah,
of how
the story
he puts
is,
things together.
The story is the most important thing. Like with them, it seems like the collaboration is based off the story and what are we both going to learn in the process. And if you get the green light on both those, then the recipe really doesn't matter. Like conceptually, like, okay, what are we both trying to gain from this? Okay, I'm in, do it. That's basically what it is. You know,
sell me on it. I'm sold. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So how did you guys approach putting this beer together? And I guess I should ask, what the hell it's called?
It's called Them 20s. And anyone that's big on the Friday movies will get the reference, in particular next Friday. His rims are 20s until everyone tells him they're 10s. he says, yeah, but I keep them clean. So we wanted to say Them 20s. My buddy Daniel there, I've been friends with him for a long time, both big fans of the Friday movies. So instead of just doing something that we both normally do, hazy IPA or anything like that, we wanted to do something cool. So this is basically a farmhouse lager is what we're calling it, but it's more of an IPL, I guess, for me. If Pariah released it, it'd be an IPL. But we brewed the beer like a hazy IPA, knocked it out of the boil kettle, pitched it with lager yeast, and then halfway through fermentation pitched Hefeweizen yeast.
What?
Yeah, so it's co-fermented.
That is goddamn-diculous. That's like Frankenstein beer.
Yeah, Frankenstein. Yeah.
It's one of them there lager ales.
So it's kind of cool. And then on top of that, we dry hop the bejesus out of it with Nelson, Citra, and Galaxy. Or excuse me, Galaxy, Citra, and Amarillo. We were drinking Nelson and Galaxy beer earlier. but yeah, it's Nelson. God damn it, I did it again. It's Galaxy, Citra, and Amarillo. And I think it's kind of cool because you kind of smell the Hefeweizen yeast a little bit.
Is that where that like that almost barnyardiness is coming from?
That bubblegummy, barnyardy, like it's fruity, tooty, funky. Yeah.
Really weird because there's something in there, and you can taste it right like mid back tongue. There's something that's different from any yeast, and it's almost like that spontaneously fermented.
Yeah, when you huff the glass, which.
I've been huffing shit all night.
Huffle puffle. There's a tang to that aroma that is definitely a rustic.
Yeah, totally. But then it finishes clean like a lager. So it's definitely a very cool beer, way out of character for us and way out of character, I think, for McKellar as well. And
all the hops that you put in, like they're just like for flavor and aroma, right? Like none of them impart any bitterness?
No, yeah, no bitterness. Yeah.
So the substantial, I mean, it's not substantial. There's a bitterness present on the back of my tongue. That's coming from the yeast? That's a byproduct of that?
No, just a massive dry hop.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool beer.
Like, dude, this is another mind blower, this one. Most definitely.
It kind of realigns your brain a little bit in terms of what you're expecting. Because I was really, 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 I was looking for something that was more along the lines of a classically done kind of.
Kind of makes your brain take like a U-turn, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I honestly, I think it's the fact that it's an IPL mixed with a Hefeweizen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't think of those two beers in the same space. No. It doesn't make sense. Why would you put those together?
Because you can.
Exactly.
Because you can.
Because you have two mad scientists.
This is America, baby.
In the brew house. excuse me, sir. That's Merca.
Merca.
So you have like a top fermenting yeast and a bottom fermenting yeast and use them both in the same like batch?
Yeah, we came at it from both angles.
Literally, you had a top and you had a bottom. Yeah.
You know, I was watching a movie.
Have you heard of an Eiffel Tower?
Came at it from both angles.
That was not a movie we can talk about.
It's like a quintessential yeast orgy.
Yes,
it's in polite circles, it's called an Eiffel Tower.
There it is.
And you know that, and that's when Brian closes it out, man. I appreciate this collaboration. Thank you for what you do, and I'm gonna get you the hell out of my studio right now.
Before it gets worse.
That's enough.
Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.